In 1933, Angelo Costanzo founded his bakery on Buffalo's west side along the Niagara River. That's when he started delivering his homemade Italian breads to other small businesses. Later, he relocated to a store at East Delavitt and built a small retail operation. When he outgrew that site, the business was moved to Innsbruck Drive at Union Road in Cheektowaga.
And we just recently released our new retail packaging. And actually, it's picturing my grandfather making a delivery to the retail stores back in the mid-1940s. So I think it'd be something to really be said that he'd see the business prosper over all these years and kind of be a mainstay in Buffalo and in the region.
That's Angelo Costanzo III, part of the generation now operating his grandfather's business. His father, Angelo Jr., and his two brothers and sisters all work at the company. Costanzo's grandmother, now in her early 90s, still checks in to see what's happening at the store.
You know, it's funny, too. My grandmother, she's 92 years old, I think, now. And you can still find her coming on Saturdays. She helps out in the office.
A little quality checking.
She does. She walks out in the store and says, you know, this isn't as clean as it should be. And so it's actually pretty funny that she still comes in and still takes pride in it. And, you know, she's been working since she's been, 16 years old, 17 years old back in, 1939. And it's just really funny how it's come full swing.
But for the first time in the history of the family-owned business, the Costanzos reached outside their circle. Over a year ago, they hired Robert Drago to serve as company CEO. He is a Western New York native and has been around the food industry all his life. His family operated a canning factory in Angola. Drago was brought in to bring an outside perspective as the company expands its retail business to sell its popular bread products locally, nationally, and into Canada.
The scope of our business is really national. We ship fresh bread in Buffalo and Rochester on 10 trucks every day. And we ship product not in all 50 states, but as far out west as California, Arizona. But the bulk of our frozen business is from pretty much the Mississippi east.
Costanzo's wants its retail products to become a well-known brand outside the region. You can already find the products here in Western New York supermarkets, but now a big push is on to grow within major supermarket chains in Canada and up and down the East Coast.
In the bakery business, when times are good, retail and food service both grow. And so you get more growth quicker by being in both. But when the economy is like it is today, and struggling a little bit, as people eat out less, they tend to eat home more. And by having a strong retail presence, we have the opportunity for people to use our products and purchase them for at-home use, whereas traditionally our business has always been in restaurants. So people know us from when they go out, they go to one of our local customers, but now they can enjoy the same products at home.
Employees were busy inside the baking facility in Cheektowaga, working on that 80-year tradition of delivering a special baking process to its product. It was hot inside, but the smell of fresh baking bread and rolls was mouth-watering.
I don't know if there's any secret that you can tell us, but the rolls always seem so fresh, and that freshness lasts.
Yeah, that's the secret sauce. I mean, why we've made it all these years and thrived is, we believe, the business has changed a lot, but the commitment to the product hasn't. So we always use the best ingredients. And you think, well, everybody does that. They don't. When times are tough, people will skimp on ingredients, whether it's bakeries, restaurants, others. We, good times and bad, we always use the best quality, and we just have a special process by which we bake. But if you just never skimp on quality, you never skimp on training, you never skimp on food safety, which is a huge issue today of keeping plants clean and safe and a safe environment for your employees.
76 million rolls are produced per year at the bakery. Soon, more consumers will have a chance to taste what so many Western New Yorkers have enjoyed for years. Costanzo reflects on the changing times in business growth of the family bakery.
As any bakery, any industry, it's a very competitive industry. So what we find is that, strive to become the nation's neighborhood bakery. We find a lot of these certifications and AIB and BRCs to be very difficult, but at the end of the day, we know that it's going to give a safer product and a more enjoyable product to our customers. So we kind of keep our nose down with that regard and make sure that we give all our support to our team members to make sure that we are an eligible company to do business with at this point.
Other challenges Drago addressed include transporting the product.
So we manage freight in different ways, but it's probably the single biggest cost component that we have to work around. Flour, obviously, being we buy 14, 15 million pounds of flour a year. So you have to make sure that you buy that and hedge that properly. But those are the two biggest components that really make or break a commercial bakery like ours.
The company is working to attract a whole new generation, creating new products for retail. It's a growth that Costanzo says brings the company back to its original roots.
It's funny, 80 years ago we kind of got into the retail experience, and history seems to repeat itself after a while, and we're kind of getting back in with a nice blend of professional people here. And it's a very fun, exciting time for us to kind of expand the product and expand the brand through our nation regionally and nationally, and really trying to become the nation's neighborhood bakery.
Social media is being used to help spread the word about the product, but for some Western New Yorkers, buying Costanzo's rolls is a tradition that they're still willing to wait in line for today.
But we get about 2,000 consumers that come on Christmas Eve just to buy fresh bread. A lot of people call ahead, but we have an elaborate system of tents and police and volunteers and whatnot to marshal through all the people that come in. But I mean, it's really a testament to what we're all about.
The roll makes the sandwich when Costanzo's makes the roll.
The company is about to launch a brand new marketing campaign. The new tagline, Making Sandwiches Great Since 1933. This campaign includes a brand new radio jingle. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
The roll makes the sandwich when Costanzo's makes the roll. Costanzo's makes the roll that makes the sandwich.